Today, I have a very interesting topic to discuss with you. It's captioned, "Don't just talk, communicate." Interacting with one another is a very vital aspect of human existence. It not only makes us feel alive, but keeps us physically and mentally sound. The ability to talk is an essential developmental milestone that should be achieved in order to ascertain your wholeness. For example, the first time a child talks, it gives excitement to the parents. Our first child, the first time he started talking, I can't forget the excitement in the air. Among other things, to talk means to give expression to your thoughts, feelings, and opinion in words. But communicating is far more than just talking. To communicate is an art of using words, sounds, signs, and behaviors, and this can be verbal and nonverbal clues, to express or exchange information, ideas, thoughts, and feelings. So, talking is only a part of communication. It does not totally equate it. Communication is a skill that must be learned and practiced for you to be effective at it. My husband says that poor communication is the reason behind brutality in many Christian marriages today. And I believe this is very true. I have discovered also that it is possible to be a good orator, but not an effective communicator. Clearly, effective communication is at the root of every successful and strong marriage. And it's not a gift. It's something that you have to learn and improve on it. What is effective communication, therefore? It's a participative conversation. It involves you talking, listening, understanding, and giving feedback. It involves not just expressing your opinion, but listening to your spouse as well as ensuring understanding between both of you. It entails the use of verbal and non-verbal clues. Good communication answers these four questions of what are you to say, of when are you to say it, of where are you to say it, and how are you to say it. And this requires skill and wisdom. Why is effective communication vital to marriage? Healthy communication is the life wire of every successful relationship, including marriage. What oxygen is to humans is what communication is to marriage, I've come to discover. We are told from research that humans can survive for 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, but only 3 minutes without oxygen. That tells you the importance of effective communication in a marriage. But remember, relationships don't just exist in vacuum. They are built between individuals who are committed to sharing their lives with one another. Communication helps to strengthen understanding, intimacy, and trust. It helps you and your spouse feel respected, validated, and understood. And this is what marriage is all about. Let me share with you a few strategies to help you making your communication with your spouse more effective. Strategy number one, keep the communication line open. Be approachable to your spouse. Maintain an attitude of openness. Let it not be that each time your spouse wants to discuss something with you, your answer is, "Later, please. I'm busy now." Or, "Let's do that tomorrow." That can easily put your spouse off. There is no better way to know your spouse than to discuss freely about a variety of issues that affect you and your home. Talk about yourself, your spouse, your relationship, your work, your children, but things that affect you. It's very important for you to ensure there is no gossip in your communication. Don't sit down with your spouse and start talking about somebody else, someone else's marriage, and the fall of someone else. Just mind your own business. It's very important for you to understand that the more you and your spouse discuss, the better you understand each other and the better your communication line becomes. A one-time American first lady by name Nancy Reagan said, "The difference between a successful marriage and a mediocre one consists in leaving 3 or 4 things a day unsaid." And this is very true. Open communication cements your marriage relationship and creates a bond that is difficult to break. Someone has said, if you talk together, you stay together. See, poor communication might be one of the reasons why Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 2, 16 and 17, paraphrase, the Bible says, "And the Lord God commanded the man," commanded, the emphasis on the word commanded. God did not just say, God commanded the man. And in verse 17, the Bible says, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, you shall surely," surely, not that you may die, "you shall surely die." But when the serpent came to meet Eve to tempt her, look at what Eve said in Genesis 3:3. Eve said, "God hath said." God did not only say, "God commanded." Eve said, "Lest ye die." Not that lest ye die, you shall surely die. There was a communication gap there. The mistake that Adam and Eve made must not be repeated in your marriage. You will make it in Jesus' name. Therefore, in clear terms, discuss your visions, aspirations for your family with your spouse. And when you do this, be honest. Speak out of a pure conscience and don't be judgmental. Your motive should be pure. Don't bring up issues to hurt or belittle your spouse. Be guided by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Say exactly what you mean and avoid unnecessary ambiguity, cajoling, or painting of words, and speak straight to the point. Be truthful and sincere. You know what? Half truth is a whole lie. There's no two way to it. Truthfulness builds trust, and when trust is broken, it takes time to rebuild it. And of course, very importantly, dear listener, be willing to admit when you are wrong, because you are not perfect. Number 2 strategy I want to share with you today on how to improve your communication with your spouse is learn to listen. It has been said that good listeners are often good lovers. Listening is not just about hearing, but paying rapt attention to what is being said. This is crucial. It helps build relationships, solve problems, ensure understanding, resolve conflict, and improve accuracy. It requires focus and concentration, both mental and sometimes physical, and that is eye to eye. When you are communicating and discussing with your spouse, look eyeball to eyeball. There's a saying in my place that when you talk to someone face to face, that is where the true meaning can be easily understood. Good listening is expressed in your body language, response, and feedback on the subject matter. And of course, learn to ask questions to clarify certain points. For instance, you can ask something like, "What do you mean when you say?" Or, "Is this what you mean?" It's important. Ask questions so you don't become a question mark. When you listen well, you make sound decisions and pass good judgments. But good communication is near impossible with constant interruptions and distractions. I advise you take turns in speaking, you and your spouse, and you must ensure there is no argument. Both of you should not speak at the same time. If not, how will you hear nor understand what your spouse is talking about? For instance, yearning constantly, watching TV, making and receiving phone calls when you are discussing with your spouse is not helpful. You can learn to actually switch off your phone when you are discussing. Know when to crack a joke and when to be serious. Decide to go to a secluded place and ensure you avoid a third party when discussing personal issues. Personally, this is what I do. I ensure I don't discuss personal issues when third parties are around with my spouse. And this helps a great deal. And definitely, you must ensure that you avoid misinterpreting or twisting words. This will be very helpful. Finally, number three, right time, right words. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time. And it's been said that words are powerful. They have the ability to create a moment and the strength to destroy it. So use words wisely. There is a due season for every word. Right timing requires wisdom, understanding, and love. Not all issues, for example, can be discussed at all times. For instance, you shouldn't discuss family or personal issues with friends or extended family members around. You must learn to be sensitive and sensible. When your spouse, for example, is tired, hungry, praying, attending to guests, or busy at work, it's not the right time, nor the ideal time, to discuss or communicate. Learn from Esther in the Bible. She strategized before talking with the king on behalf of the Jews. You can read Esther chapter 4. She prayed, she planned, she chose her words, she decided the right place, hence the favorable outcome that she had. Words are fragile. Listener, you must understand this. Words are delicate, and once spoken, they can't be regathered again. So, learn to think before you speak. Job 6:25, it tells us how forcible are right words. The words you speak can either edify or destroy. Wars have been waged in some homes based on wrong use of words. Be careful. Your marriage shall not be turned to a war zone in Jesus' name. Wrong words can lead to rejection and isolation, which may result in separation and even possible divorce. Let your body language and tone of voice also match your words. This is critical. Right words spoken at the right time cements the relationship between you and your spouse. Someone has said, don't mix your words with your mood, because you can change your mood, but you can't take back your words. A word is enough for the wise. In case you are misunderstood, it is better to raise your word than to raise your voice. Avoid argument. No conversation, and this is a great warning to you all listener, no conversation should be allowed to degenerate to argument. Because the more argument you think you win, the farther apart you stand from each other. There are usually two sides to an argument, but no end. No argument should be allowed to bring disintegration into your marriage. In conclusion, listen very carefully to this word of wisdom. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. A word is enough for the wise. Therefore, right now, receive grace for better communication in your marriage in Jesus' name. And in case you are going through any tension in your marriage due to communication that is not effective, I pray for you today. Receive the wisdom of God to be able to amend this particular aspect of your life so you can begin to enjoy greater peace and blessing in your marriage. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Finally, are you born again? Are you a child of God? Bow your heads right now and pray this prayer with me. Say after me, oh God, today I come to you. I'm a sinner. Jesus, save me. From today, I shall live for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. If you pray that prayer, log on to the website address on the screen to fill the salvation form and send your testimonies through the same medium. Connect via the social media handles at the bottom of your screen. And always remember, God is too faithful to fail.